Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard called a news conference yesterday afternoon to answer questions about the status of four officers who were arrested last month for domestic violence. Take a listen.
If an officer is convicted in court of domestic violence, obviously they no longer meet minimum qualifications. They're unable to carry a firearm. So they will more than likely lose their job at that point in time if they are convicted in court for the domestic violence charge.
One of those cases involves Officer Darren Cotola, and that's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Nick Ruby on the line from Washington, D.C. today. Good morning, Nick, or I guess good afternoon for you.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so your story really dives deep into the Cotola case.
Yeah, that's right. So Darren Cotola, of course, is a police officer that I think will be familiar for a lot of listeners, in part because in 2014, he was caught on surveillance video fighting with a girlfriend inside a Waipahu restaurant. Now, that video, of course, went viral in Hawaii and resulted in a lot of demands for more accountability and oversight of the police department in regards to how it handles domestic violence. Now, Cotola was eventually, a grand jury didn't charge the controller or indict Cotola on anything, in part because his alleged victim had recanted and said that they were just playing around. But he was fired by HPD and then eventually last year got his job back after appealing the termination through the union grievance process that's afforded to him. And of course, last week he was arrested again on allegations of domestic violence. That arrest came one day after his wife was estranged from him. They're separated. She filed a lawsuit against him for another incident that occurred in 2017. And so Darren Cotola, in many ways, has just become the face of HPD's problems and struggles to sort of confront domestic violence within the ranks as well as within the community.
Right, and Sergeant Cotola, like you mentioned, that name was familiar because of that video that kind of really surprised everybody. And then you had this recent lawsuit, too.
Yeah, the lawsuit is an interesting tack that is being taken by Eric Seitz, the Honolulu attorney who's representing Sergeant Cotola's wife in the case. He basically says that HPD officers helped to cover up an alleged 27 incident in which Cotola's wife accused him of strangling her, choking her, when he was drunk one night. The officers, according to the lawsuit, showed up and said, you know, this isn't good, and convinced her, again, according to the lawsuit, to say, we just had an argument. He didn't hurt me. I don't want to file charges.
So as far as this case, then, I know that the chief did say that, well, they've got in some ways their hands are tied because they've got to follow, collective bargaining laws and civil service laws. But it is difficult to investigate.
Domestic violence is one of those crimes that is difficult to investigate, but there are ways to do it. I mean, if you talk to prosecutors who are successful at prosecuting these cases, they say there are certain things you do on the front end in order to make sure that you can get a conviction on the back end, even if an alleged victim does decide that they don't want to cooperate. Now, Police Commission Chairwoman Loretta Sheehan is one of those individuals. She's a former prosecutor who used to do these cases and was an advocate for many years for victims of domestic violence. That said, I think one of the things, too, to sort of note about HPD and its handling of domestic violence, particularly within the ranks, is that there are a lot of cases of officers being accused of domestic violence. Chief Ballard said yesterday that there are anywhere between 5 to 7 officers a year who are accused. In the month of April alone, there were 4 officers who were investigated either criminally or administratively for domestic violence. Yet their ability to hold these officers accountable is, quite frankly, suspect. In 2014, when Darren Cotola when that video surfaced of Darren Cotrola fighting with his girlfriend, I did an analysis of all officers who were suspended or fired for domestic violence related incidents. And I found that there were 26 officers who had been either suspended or fired. Only three of those officers were actually terminated, but due to the grievance process, they got their jobs back and or were allowed to resign without the penalty or embarrassment of facing discharge. And there are a lot of other cases in which somebody might be suspended for a single day for a pretty serious incident of abuse within a household.
Yeah, but pretty complicated. You have been peeling back the layers. We do appreciate that. And there's also a link to Catherine Kealoha, but I think our listeners will have to go to your website and read that interesting tidbit. Thanks so much, Nick.
Hey, thanks a lot, Catherine. Appreciate
all right.
it.
That was reporter Nick Ruby with today's Reality Check. To read his stories on the issue, visit civilbeat.org.